Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
942, 18 till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by U.S. Congressman Troy Carter, Democrat from the state of Louisiana. How you doing, Congressman?
Hey, Tommy, how are you today, my friend?
I'm all right. Look, let me just ask you, I'm be straight up with you. President Trump on 60 Minutes said it was up to you guys to open the government. Why don't you open it?
I wish it were that easy.
I know.
I wish it were that easy.
I know. Tell me.
And I'll tell you, if it were that simple, it would be open. And I will tell you this.
Tell me what the sticking points are, please.
Listen, we were there prior to the shutdown. This was not a surprise. We knew a shutdown was looming if we didn't act. We offered ourselves to be at the table to negotiate and talk about things that needed to be accomplished. Like, for example, we knew that the ending of the ACA tax credits were looming. We wanted to have a discussion about that. We knew that the National Flood Insurance Program would expire. I had a bill to address that. It was never called to the floor to vote prior to the shutdown. There's a lot of moving parts involved. It's not as shut and dry as some would suggest. Listen, Congress is and has always been a deliberative body, a body that requires discussion, conversation, negotiation, compromise. We don't always have to agree, but we cannot simply say we're not going to talk. And, you know, that's where we are now. This notion, open the government, then we'll talk. Why can't we talk at the same time? Listen, we have now entered 35th day of a government shutdown, equal to the last time the President Trump was in office and there was a shutdown, was also 35 days. It cost the taxpayers $11 billion. No one wins on this scenario, Republican, Democrat, or other. Now we find ourselves in a situation where we are facing yet another insult to injury in that people are not getting their SNAP benefits, and that should have never been subject to what happens with a government shutdown, to be frank with you. Last time there was a government shutdown, there was no disruption to SNAP benefits, none whatsoever. And it's 60 years inception. Since 60 years of the SNAP benefit program, there has never been a disruption. Think of all the natural disasters and all of the issues that has plagued our country, including shutdowns. There's never been a disruption of SNAP benefits. I say that to say that it appears to be more of a strategy, less than a necessity, to exact pain from the American people.
Let me tell you something, Representative.
And I always say that is just unnecessary.
Let me jump in for a second. I'm just a guy. I'm a dumb guy from the West Bank, all right? I'm not a Troy Carter or a Noel Norman or a Clancy Dubose, any of these people. But to me, it just seems like now we have gone into inflicting pain, where we're going to try to inflict as much pain as we can so that people get hurt. The logic of half SNAP benefits makes no sense to me. Either you're going to fund it or you're not. But to say, the logic of, okay, you need SNAP benefits, but I'm only going to give you half of what you need. Either you need them or you don't, as far as the logic goes. So I don't understand where you come with half SNAP benefits. Do you get that, or am I missing something?
Tommy, you're far too modest on your intellect, my friend. You are spot on. You are 100% accurate. There is no reason that there should be any disruption, let alone dangling only half of the benefits to the American people. This is nothing more than brinkmanship. This is nothing more than exacting pain. I couldn't have said it any better than you. And it's unfortunate because, you know, this is take off our partisan hats. Call it Republican, call it Democrat, call it whatever you want. We're Americans first. And you know as well as I, and you don't have to be a political scientist to realize that the federal government is vast in its resources. And I already illustrated that the last time there was a government shutdown, there was no disruption of SNAP. Mm-hmm. But this time there's a disruption of SNAP because there's a strategy at play. And unfortunately, the American people are being used to facilitate a position which is just not the way to do government.
What do you think that strategy is, Congressman? What do you think the end game is here?
I think the strategy is to squeeze the negotiation or the lack thereof into having the president's way, and that is do what I say or else. The president has made it very clear he's not going to talk to Democrats until he gets his way. And we're saying, no, that's not how negotiation works. That may be how you build your Taj Mahals and all the other things, but that's not how government works. Government is not a business. Government should have principles of running fluidly and efficiently, like some businesses are. But government is not for profit. It's for service. It's to take care of and to provide resources to build a robust economy so businesses can thrive and to adjust itself to modify for the needs of our domestic and foreign affairs. This notion that we're going to just bring things to a screeching halt and starve people. Might I add, the people that are hurting, they're not just Democrats, although he seems to think in his comments, not my words, his, that most people on SNAP are Democrats. That's not accurate. But even if it were, it would be cruel and unusual. I know you know that people throughout Louisiana, throughout the entire country, red or green, red or blue, blue or black, yellow or orange, white or whatever, Republican or Democrat, use SNAP.
I know 40% of them are kids. I know 40% of them are kids, and I don't know if it's a math problem or not, but it would seem like it wouldn't be a far extrapolation to say that 40% of the kids, 40% of them, of the people that get food SNAP are kids, and that they're going to get half of what they need to eat. Is that too far or not?
No, I think that's very fair calculation.
So let me, before we run out of time.
Even that, when you talk about people that are disabled, when you talk about the elderly, when you talk about people already making a determination, can I afford my full prescription? Do I pay my utility bill? Do I pay my rent? Do I eat?
Congressman, let me come at you from the other side. Let's say this. Let's say the
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
President, the Republicans say, tell you what, we'll fully restore SNAP tomorrow. You guys pass this continuing resolution, and then we'll start talking about the Affordable Care Act tax credits, which I found out yesterday overwhelmingly go to people in red states, not blue states. And I don't think that that's something that the Republicans are going to win on. Given the political nature of that, would that be something that would interest you, or are you going to the wall?
Be,
Go ahead.
No, we've got to go to the wall, and I'll tell you why. Because this cat and mouse game of holding the American people hostage while you get what you want and withhold what the American people need, you've just said it. And listen, I enjoy your show. I listen to you regularly, and your commentary is very smart and very pointed and fair. And that's what I love about you. You call balls and strikes, Republican or Democrat. I love that about your show. But here's the reality. The facts are, if you don't extend the tax credits, if you hold them out as some type of bargaining tool, the American people will hurt. That you, it begs the question, just like you asked a second ago, why not extend it? Why not extend it now, other than trying to make a point and to make the people hurt? Our position is very clear. This should have been done before. So now we don't know that we can trust you to do what you said you're going to do. And once we give in, the American people may suffer further.
How do you see this ending? We're almost out of time, Representative. How do you see this ending?
Because I'm optimistic, I see it ending with us extending the ACA tax credits. I see us finally extending SNAP. Unfortunately, there are going to be a lot of hungry, hurting people that will be in the mix before that happens. The end game will be the game that we're asking for now. Ultimately, the things that we're asking for will happen. Unfortunately, the cat and mouse game of making the American people hurt further will come first.
I got to ask this. Do you see how the Republicans win on this affordable tax credit thing, Affordable Care Act tax credit thing? Because, again, there are a lot of Republicans that are benefiting from this.
Tommy, there's no way to win this, because I did a town hall last week and I had Republicans and Democrats participate. And one by one, as people called in, they are disgusted that the ACA tax credits are even in this discussion. They should not be. They have nothing to do with the government shutdown. We don't have to. When the government is shut down, Congress can still be in session. Yet we haven't been in session for more than 6 weeks. We could be voting every day on these issues, notwithstanding the government shutdown. The CR is not the only thing we vote on. We can vote to extend the National Flood Insurance Program, which, by the way, is now expired. Mm-hmm. We can vote to extend the ACA tax credits, which will be expiring. Do you realize that without the National Flood Insurance Program, you can't buy a new home? You know what that does to our economy? You can't refinance your home if you need flood insurance. You know what that does to our economy? You can't develop a major project that requires flood insurance. That's going to cripple our economy. We should do better.
Thank you, Representative.
I had a bill to fix that.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. 9:53. We like to hear from all sides. 7 till 10. We'll take a break. Come back, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.